his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Right now, some people in the state of Florida have already voted by mail, and others will be voting soon either by mail or early voting or by voting on the actual election day. Although there is a big push for vote by mail. Those ballots have already gone out. We do have local voter guides available at several counties, in select counties throughout the state of Florida, and you can go to FloridaVotesValues.com to obtain those voter guides. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. If you miss this, you can go to our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, or our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, and we'll have links to the Florida Votes Values page there. You may wonder, why is it important? Why would a pastor be speaking on politics? And why is it that this is being talked about? Well, God cares about our government. He cares about, and the Bible speaks to every area of life, including our individual life, our family life, our church life, and also to civil government. So we are going to apply biblical principles to government. And we know from the Bible is very clear that God cares about government. He cares about who is in office, especially in America. You know, God actually tells us through the Apostle Paul instructing Timothy that we should pray for those who are in authority. But we in America not only have the right to pray, we also have the right to vote for who would be in authority over us. And because of our Constitution, we are actually in authority over those who are in office. And we have, of course, the right to run for office ourselves. But the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And then in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. So we are going to actually look at the Bible, and we're going to apply biblical principles to government, and we are going to impress upon you, hopefully, the importance of this task and of this responsibility that we have to vote. William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania, said this: governments, like clockworks, go from the motion men give them, and as governments are made and moved by men, so by them they are ruined too. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon governments. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, let the government never be so good. They will endeavor to warp and spoil it to their turn. Though good laws do well, good men do better, for good laws may want or lack good men and be abolished or invaded by ill men. But good men will never want good laws nor suffer or allow ill ones. Matthias Burnett, he was the pastor of First Baptist Church in Norwalk, preached this election sermon, preached at Hartford on the day of the anniversary election, May 12, 1803. Consider well the important trust which God has put into your hands. To God and posterity, you are accountable for your rights and your rulers. Let not your children have reason to curse you for giving up those rights and prostrating those institutions which your fathers delivered to you. Look well to the character and qualifications of those you elect and raise to office and places of trust. Think not that your interest will be safe in the hands of the weak and ignorant, or faithfully managed by the impious, the dissolute, and the immoral. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with a Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered for free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page, where you can not only hear the show, but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over almost 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website of fasterpc.com. Click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again. guy I thought was Cliff. So that was pretty funny there. Wanted to let you know about that, Cliff. So definitely pretty cool. Pretty funny there. So one of the things, though, we are here ready to answer your questions. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. And, of course, we've been dealing with a lot of things in the shop with working on a lot of systems, including one of the things that we've been working on is resolving systems that have been damaged by the storms that we've had lately. Sometimes we forget we're actually the lightning capital of the world. So it is important. It's important to protect your computers. It's important to make sure that your computers are on good surge protectors. And that's what one of the things that we always recommend for people to do is just make sure that your computer again is connected to a good surge protector. And what do I mean by good surge protector? I'm not talking about a surge protector you go out and buy for $5 at Walmart or CVS or Walgreens or anything like that. What I'm talking about is actually a good surge protector, and a good surge protector is going to have an equipment replacement warranty. That means if it fails to protect your equipment, they will actually replace your equipment. And we've carried these for years, and frankly, the ones that are made really good rarely have a problem and rarely need to be replaced. So this is something that you rarely need to actually replace the equipment on the system. Is something that you actually do have good protection from that. So one of the things that we would like to just let you know here is you want to protect those systems, and having your system connected to a good surge protector is good. Another thing you want to look at is making sure that you're connected, actually, that your Ethernet is connected to a good surge protector if you're plugged in through a hardware connection. Also, in addition to that, you also want to make sure that if you have your phone line coming into the building, if you're actually connected through U-verse, a lot of times you're going to be using a phone line to bring in the internet. You want to make sure that is surge protected. In addition to that, you'll also want to make sure that your if you're having cable coming into the cable internet coming in, you want to make sure that is protected as well. So this is something that definitely we actually help protect. But you know what? If you haven't done everything that you need to do to protect, or maybe you did everything and you still have problems, one of the things that we would say is, if you're having computer problems, the Faster PC solves computer problems. We resolve those computer issues, and we can actually help you resolve those problems. So you can actually bring your computers on in, 7190 South US 1. We're right next to what used to be Johnny's, just north of Rio Mar. We're right next to the brand new Dollar General. And we are there. Of course, we can come right to you as well, your home, your business, your church, your civic organization. We can come right to you. We can help you resolve your computer problems, your computer issues. And we can actually help you out quite a bit there. And I wanted to bring Alan in here. Alan Love, I'm over at Alan and Nancy's today. Want to bring Alan in just to let him say hello.
Hello. Brian, you just talked about church. Obviously, you have more than one computer you're going to need search the Texas or room that you might have a computer in. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. You would need a, if you have multiple computers in one location, you could, of course, have a search protector, one search protector that protects you from each of those. But one search protector that all the computers plug into. But if you have computers in more than one location, yes, you do need to get more search protectors. Make sure also that your search protector, you have a good search protector for your system as well. So anyway, we're coming right down to the time. Gotta go here to a break.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. But I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the live into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to Facebook.com and just search for Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine, because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. You know, so you know what? Later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a computer. And we also want to let you know, remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie. We're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. On the live stream, we just wanted to let you know, you may not be hearing when we go to our breaks, you may not be hearing things. Also, when we get a caller at 772-340, Cliff may need to text me, because for some reason, it's not coming through to me. But anyway, we are here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve your computer problems as well. One of the things that we were talking about a few weeks ago, we were actually talking about, we've been talking about the feature updates, and Microsoft has this new feature update. It's actually feature update 2004. So this is a new update that Microsoft just came out with, it's dated for April 2020. I don't think it quite came out. Normally they're a month or two late, and this one actually probably would have been 2003, but I think the coronavirus and maybe working from home held them back just a tad. But anyway, we are here. One of the things that you know, we have seen this 2004 out yet. I don't have it yet. My computer recently did a feature update to 2009. One of the things that I wanted to, that we've been talking about, though, is some of the things that, and by the way, we heard from someone that has 2004, and he said that his computer is much faster with 2004 than it was with the previous version. So you know, I'm looking forward to that. Probably what we'll do in the shop is maybe test a computer prior to installing 2004. Maybe test the boot up time. He said the boot up time is significantly faster. So we'll test the boot up time, and we'll come back and we'll see whether that's something that we actually see. Anyway. That's something that we'll actually see whether we can actually quantify that or verify that with actual timing the boot prior to the update and also timing it after the update. One of the things that we wanted We were actually talking about some of the things that I don't like about the update. We mentioned last week about how, you know, when you go to do an update, Microsoft really doesn't tell you which update this is. Is this just a, and we did show actually on the video last week, you can go and watch that on our Facebook page. We did actually show how to actually do that, how to actually see which update is happening, whether it's a feature update, whether it's just the regular updates that aren't going to take very long time if you want to reboot. One of the things, I'll switch over to a full screen. Those that are watching on the live video on Facebook can see this, and I'll verbally describe this for others. But one of the things that Microsoft does
is they have this little icon in the lower right-hand corner. When you have a normal update, typically they don't bug you too much about rebooting. But it says your device needs to restart to install. It looks kind of like a picture of a computer screen with a maybe a recycle symbol. It's an arrow that kind of goes around in a circle. That's what it looks like, pointing to the right. And then another one that comes around from the bottom, pointing up on the left. And when you point to it, it says your device needs to restart to install updates. Select the time to restart. Now, Microsoft has gotten a little bit better about their computers. Your computer not just updating in the middle of, let's say you walk away from it, go to the bathroom, you come back and your computer all of a sudden rebooted. And in some cases, if you're using a program that doesn't autosave, you can lose data. And that's something that Microsoft really doesn't, hasn't taken into account in the past. They are better about this, but still your computer, especially if you leave it on all night, it will reboot automatically, typically at 3 when it has updates to install. That's all good, but you kind of want to prepare for it and you kind of want to know about this. But one of the things that I don't like about the feature updates is one of the things really I don't like about Windows 10 and altogether is that Windows 10 does not have, in my opinion, the indexer is not as good as Windows 7. Now, what's an indexer? Well, it's actually software that searches your computer for files. So, and it's searching not only the file names, but it's also searching the content. For instance, if it's a Microsoft Word document or a Excel document or a PDF document, it'll actually search that and find that in. And, you could actually search for a word in the document and find it. Now, in my opinion and from my experience, by the way, the indexer also works on email. So if you have 70,000 emails or 100,000 emails, maybe you don't have that many, but some people do. I do. You can actually search for a sender. You can search for a subject. You can search for a word that might have been in the email. And one of the things that helps, it helps you to be able to find these things. Well, in my opinion, the Windows 10 indexer is not as good as the Windows 7 indexer. But one of the things that is really annoying to me is that when your computer does a feature update, one of the things that happens is it wipes out your index. And the indexer has to start all over again, so you can't find anything. So let me just show you on the screen, and I'll verbally describe this. I'm going to bring up the task manager here on the screen. When I bring up the task manager, we'll just actually search. You probably won't see search indexer running quite a bit. Let's see. We'll actually have to scroll up here. But search indexer, typically if you're kind of idle, and I'm not idle right now, I'm using a lot of my system resources on my CPU because I'm streaming, and this always happens. But as you look through the list, sometimes you'll see the indexer using up a considerable amount of CPU capacity, and that's something that definitely can slow you down if you're using your computer at the time and it's using a significant amount. When I say a significant amount, I really haven't seen it using 40, 50, 60%, but I've seen it using 10 or 20% of your CPU capacity. The way you can do this, again, is you open up the task manager. Now, to open the task manager, you can do a control delete, and then on some computers, that'll just open the task manager. Other computers, you'll actually have to click on task manager to open task manager. Another quick way to do it, always just get it to open up all the time, hold down the control key and the shift key and press escape. So control, shift, escape, you can press all three at once, but they all have to be pressed at the same time. And it's kind of easy if you just roll up, hold the control key down, hold the shift key down and press escape. That brings up the actual task manager, and you can actually look through the task manager to see what is happening. So again, one of the things, you know, is that the search index just totally gets wiped out. So when you go, let's say, to emails, and let me see if I can find, okay, so if I go to Outlook and I go to my inbox, and you see 79,000 unread messages. Yes, I don't read every message that comes in here, but you know, you can actually search for a word. So you know, if I wanted to search for PC, for instance, you know, I'm going to find a lot of them, and it's going to say here, you know, your search index is large. You know, try to narrow it down. Well, you know, this is something that you know, it takes a little bit of time. Well, after you go and you do a feature update, it takes a little bit of time, and you actually will start searching here. And one of the things that you'll see is that sometimes it'll tell you the PC is still indexing. It may not find all the results. So I don't know how, you know, not everyone uses this feature, but definitely if you have a lot of emails or you have a lot of files, sometimes I'll actually search for files. And, you know, I have hierarchy, you know, of various files. I have folders and you know, I can actually select, some of the file locations. Like, for instance, this is sermon notes. Well, they, you know, I have sermon notes for this year, last year, the year before, going all the way back to 1995. So that's quite a bit of sermon notes. If I want to find something that I preached back in, you know, I don't even remember the year I preached it. Well, I can search for words. Now, sometimes it'll bring it up, and sometimes it won't. So yes, we will. So one of the things that you want to do is just do searches. This is just one of the things that I don't like as well about Windows 10, and it also I don't like it when that Microsoft wipes out the index when you do a feature update. Is that a feature that you use ever, Alan? Is that something that comes across your something that you would use?
Not really,
Brian,
but you're talking about things you don't like about Windows 10. Is there an alternative to Windows 10?
Well, I mean, now, there are alternatives. Of course, you could go to Mac, the Mac OS, you know, which would be buying a Mac. You spend more money for the computer than you would for a PC. And the software that you run on it is going to cost more. Why? Because there's something called research and development. So when a software company puts out software, they have been working on that typically for 2 to 3 years. So they've been paying software engineers, programmers, big money for 2 to 3 years to work on that version of the software. But with a PC, they can divide that over however many pieces of the software that they sell. Well, they may sell 1 million copies of it. They may sell 10 million copies of it. They may sell 50 million copies of it. But when you go to a Mac, there's fewer users. So that R&D cost is divided over fewer users, which makes the software cost more. There's also Linux, which is not as user-friendly either. So when I say there's some things I don't like about the software, well, there are some things I don't like, but it sure does beat the alternative, in my opinion. And there are things that I like about Windows 10, by the way. And we'll talk about those also. But just some of the things that I don't like, and what I'm mentioning, some of the things that I don't like about Windows 10 when it does a feature update, and some of the things I think Microsoft could improve on, they could actually do things a little bit better. They don't have to always make it so that the software, when they do an update, that it just totally undoes something like the indexer. Why would the indexer have to search through to all your files to rebuild it? I mean, it's not as efficient as the Windows 7 search indexer to begin with. By the way, I'd like them to go back to the Windows 7 search indexer. That would be a good move. To a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1, next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1, next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again,
just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at FasterPC.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Audio there. Let's see. Do we have audio? Yes. Okay. So sorry about that. I don't know why. For some reason, the board just dropped out audio on the channel I was on. I switched over to another audio. So we do apologize for that that dead air there. One of the things I was just talking in the break to Alan, and he had a follow up to our previous conversation about the surge protection. So Alan, you wanna go over that?
Thank you, Brian. My question was simply, you indicated you wouldn't buy a cheap $5-$10 surge protector. You'd buy one that really has the advantage of protecting your system and replacing it if it would go out due to lightning strike or whatever. And I'm just wondering what the cost of that higher end surge protector would be.
Yeah, so that is a good question. One of the things that we're looking at that there when we have a good surge protector is not so much the cost. You want to look and see that it has an equipment replacement warranty. In other words, if this fails to protect my computer, what's going to happen? If it doesn't protect my computer, is my computer, are they going to replace my computer? And so that's really something that you want to actually look for is what is going to happen. Typically, the cost is going to be depending on how many outlets it has, how long the cord is, some of the other features, like whether it also will protect a phone line, whether it will protect a network line, whether it will, whether it protects coax, because we have some, we can get some that actually will protect a phone line and will protect a coax. So those are good to put near your modem. So if you have UVerse, you could actually protect the phone line coming in. If you have actually, instead of UVerse, you have cable, you could protect the cable. Now, I can tell you that Comcast won't, they don't want you to use a surge protector. They'll tell you that it's going to cut down your signal strength. But, you know, it's something that we've used on a regular basis. And, Comcast, if you get a surge through your Comcast modem and it takes out your modem and it goes through the Ethernet and comes over to a router or to a computer and takes that out as well, Comcast is not going to, they'll replace the modem. But by the way, they'll replace the modem if you're renting it from them. So if you're paying them $17 a month or however much they charge for that, it's around that. If you're paying them that monthly fee, then they're going to, they'll go ahead and they'll go ahead and replace that. Of course, if it's your modem that you own, you have to replace it. And also, in addition to that, any other devices on the network that may be damaged, you would have to replace those or repair whatever is damaged. If it's a network card in a desktop computer, you might be able to, replace the network card. Some computers, we've seen some desktop computers where the network, onboard network, is actually blown. So there's no onboard network from the onboard network doesn't work, Jack. So we actually have to install a card in the computer. Of course, if it's a laptop computer and you're using the Ethernet port and that's blown, well, that's more difficult because that could be soldered directly onto the motherboard. And, it might even have damaged the motherboard during the process. There, we can get USB to Ethernet adapters as well. So that's one thing one option there. But protecting the system in the first place is good. Typically, we're looking at a cost starting at about $30 to going up to maybe $60. Now, you can buy more expensive surge protectors. And in addition to a surge protector, you can also get a UPS. UPS stands for Uninterruptible Power System. So it's actually a battery backup. So there's a battery inside of the device. One side offers surge only. The other side offers surge plus battery. So what happens is all of the outlets will provide surge protection. Some of the outlets will provide surge protection and battery. And it's important to read, and it's very clearly printed there, but I can't tell you how many of our customers we've gone over to their business or their house, and they have a battery backup, and everything is plugged into the surge side. So what happens when they have a power outage? Unless it's a laptop that has a battery on it, the computer just turns off. So if you don't want that to happen, then what needs to happen is you need to actually get a system where you can actually protect yourself there, and put it on the battery side. Now, another thing that happens with these battery backups is the batteries wear out after a few years, maybe 3 years or so, or 4 years, 5 years. When you get a power outage, your computer might shut down. Again, if it's not a laptop that has a battery built in, the computer might shut down. Well, what happens then? Well, then you would need to actually either replace the unit or replace the battery. We can get battery replacement batteries. The replacement batteries are about $40. And it's also important, one of the things you need to realize is that with a lot of computer components, including the battery backup, you don't want to just take that. If you're going to replace it, do not take that and just throw it in your garbage and let waste management take it away. Take it to the dump, because that battery has lead in it. You know what happens with lead? Lead will actually, over time, it will actually seep into the ground and then go down to the groundwater. Eventually, it'll contaminate the aquifer. So you don't want to do that. By the way, anytime you're getting rid of any computer components, I would encourage you to recycle. And we do offer free recycling service at a Faster PC. You can bring the components to us, and we will actually be able to recycle that, keep it out of the landfill. We do have a disabled vet that comes by and picks up the computer components, takes them to a recycling facility when he gets enough stuff, he takes his truck and his trailer and loads it up and takes it up there, and you're keeping it out of the landfill that way. But we can replace those batteries on the battery backups. We can also make sure that that if you get a new one, you also want to make sure that you're connecting to the battery side. And again, some people, when the battery starts going out and the UPS unit starts beeping to shut the beeping off, they'll just switch over to the surge side. Well, at that point, you have an expensive surge protector. And again, if you want the battery portion of it, you'll need to go and actually replace the battery or replace the unit. Now, what the battery provides some important protection, and especially if you have a platter hard drive. We've talked about these platter hard drives. They have platters that spin. They have an arm that moves back and forth. The data is stored magnetically. The cylinders are spinning, or the discs are spinning at 4,500, 5,400, 7,200, 10,000, even 15,000 in some very, very expensive server hard drives. But typically, in most computers, if you have a laptop, it's probably spinning at 5,400, maybe 4,500, because the lower rate will give you longer battery life. If you have a desktop, probably 7,200, or if you have a budget model, it might be spinning at 5,400. When you get a power outage and that's spinning, it can damage the head and it can cause damage to the hard drive. So you want to protect yourself from that and make sure that the system is just not that you're not having those issues there with that. So that's something that, protecting, having, replacing that battery, making sure you have a good battery in your battery backup. And by the way, I wouldn't replace it until it goes bad. And one way to test it, again, if you have a computer that's not a laptop, you can actually just pull the power out of the computer. And you may want to shut your computer down first, but if you have your monitor connected to it, just make sure that the computer stays up or the monitor stays up, that there's still power supplied to it. And also, if you have a battery backup, make sure that your printer is not connected to the battery side, because they do use too much power. You don't want to cause problems there with too much power coming out of there. And so hopefully that answers your question, Alan. Hopefully that answers everyone else's question. And of course, until next week, hey, we've had a good show today. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We will be closed Monday for Memorial Day,
I want to encourage you to take time to remember those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I and our children can enjoy freedom. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Applying Biblical Principles to Government, Part 1. We'll look at what God says in the Bible and apply it to this subject. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.